Nina, I'm going to do all the scriptures in New King James unless we tell you different. But the first one, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. And we're going to be talking about God's garden and a whole lot about the Holy Spirit in our lives and the interaction that we have with the Spirit. Amen. So we're on 1 Corinthians 3, 9 in the Amplified Version. I said all of them are New King James unless I tell you different, but the first one is in the Amplified. We're going to look at it in there. In fact, I have several in the Amplified this morning. But this says, we'll wait just a minute because you need to see this. It's an important message. Hallelujah. We are God's garden. Amen. For we are fellow workmen, joint promoters, laborers together, with and for God. You are God's garden and vineyard and field under cultivation. You are God's building. Here it says that we're God's garden under cultivation. In other words, he's still working on us. And you know that in any garden, there's weeds to pull, there's trimming to be done, pruning to be done. A garden is a lot of work, and there's just always things that are going on in a garden. But even though we're still a work in progress, it says here that we're laborers together with and for God. So God doesn't wait to use us until we're complete. While we're in process, he uses us. And it also said that we're God's building. We're his building under construction. How many of you have ever noticed that during construction, there's always messes to pick up? When you're remodeling your house, it's like you're always, there's a mess to clean up. And there's sawdust and there's things to sweep up and old boards to take out. And we are a building in process. And sometimes, you know, as we're being built and the board's cut off to be the right length, you know, it's like there's messes to clean up. But in that process, we are working with and for God, even in the process. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Isaiah 61 and verse 3, and we're going to be looking at God's purposes for us. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be reading this. I'm going to be changing it to the personal, where it says those, I'm going to say us. It says God's purpose, what he's doing for us to console those or us who mourn in Zion, to give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. In the Message version, it says that we're planted by God to display his glory. You know, when someone plants a flower garden, they plant it so that they can have the beauty of those flowers. And God plants us in his kingdom so that through us that we can display God's glory. He wants us displaying his glory. Hallelujah. And we're going to go to Matthew 4, verse 23 and 24. And we're going to be looking at how Jesus displayed the glory of God. How did his life give glory to God? And it says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. He displayed the glory of God by going about and setting people free and healing them. And we're going to go to Mark 16 and verse 15 and see how we can display God's glory and how our lives can bring glory to God. And this is the Great Commission, and Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And then we're going down to verse 20. It says, "And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the words through the accompanying signs." So Jesus told them to go. They obeyed and they went. And God worked with them confirming the signs. And we can only glorify God and do His work through an intimate relationship with Him. And we're going to John chapter 15, and we're going to read verses 1 through 5. And it says, Jesus said, "I am the vine, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. And you are already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides," which just means lives in me, "and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." Can we do this on our own?